Thursday morning to you. Thank you so much for listening to News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a fantastic morning. We're almost to the end of the week. You're almost there. We're going to have a great rest of the week, a great weekend. I am here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar Energy. So any of your solar questions, you can tune in 437-1620. Give us a call. Give us a text. If you join, Michael, it's Thursday. I can tell, right?
That's right. Thursday.
Excuse me. 437-1620 if you want to call or text. You are welcome to. Maybe that was a little better. I had Great Southern Restaurants on yesterday, and she was trying to say all of these food, and we were laughing. It was hard. Sometimes you get tongue-tied. That's okay. We're all human, right?
That's right.
So tell me what's going on in the solar world.
It's happening. It's all happening. I'm sure everybody.
You been busy?
We're very busy. I know that everyone sees solar panels on all these rooftops. You really can't go into a neighborhood anymore without seeing solar on somebody's roof, which is very encouraging. So yesterday we got a phone call, and it brought up a point that I wanted to address this morning. We had a phone call from one of our customers that has PV, solar PV, photovoltaic, electric solar panels on her roof, and she just had a pool installed, and so she called in and wanted to heat her pool with her solar panels. So that kind of let me know that there's some confusion surrounding all the different types of solar panels out there, all the different solar installations. So you cannot actually heat a pool with solar electric panels. It's a separate kind of a panel. There's a solar pool heating panels, and there's solar water heating panels called domestic hot water. And then there's, of course, what everyone's familiar with, which is the solar photovoltaic panels, which create electricity. So the water heating panels are thermal, right? They work through heat. And the photovoltaic panels, those are the ones that have the cells inside that create electricity. Since it's starting to warm up now, but it's not quite warm enough for your pool to get warm, we're getting all kinds of phone calls about installing solar pool heaters. So a solar contractor can install solar PV panels, which is photovoltaic. There's actually two types of solar contractors. There's a CV and a CW. So a CV can install photovoltaic, solar pool heaters, and solar water heaters or domestic hot water. A CW can just do solar pool heaters and domestic hot water.
Okay.
So there's two different types of solar water heating panels, right? One is for the pool, and then one is to heat the water for the whole house. So whether you go solar photovoltaic or solar domestic hot water, you're able to save yourself a ton of money on your electric bill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you can give us a call for either one of those, and we're happy to send a consultant to your home and give you a nice thorough explanation of how everything works. No pressure. If you want to say yes right away, go for it. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that we're in the business to educate first and sell second. All right. So with solar pool heating, I just want to clear up any misconceptions that might be there. Under perfect conditions, a solar pool heater is able to raise the temperature in the water up to 10 to 15 degrees above the ambient air temperature.
Okay.
And so the thing about it is, if it's 65 degrees outside, a 75 or 80 degree pool actually feels really, really warm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if it's 80 degrees outside, then an 80 degree pool doesn't feel as warm.
Right.
Right. Which is kind of a funny thing. So it gets you about 4 extra months of really comfortable swimming throughout the year.
Nice.
A solar pool heater does.
Okay.
And the reason that you want to call us to come out and give you a thorough education is because, tree shade is a factor. The direction that the panels face is going to impact, when in the day they get hot and how hot they get. Are they hot enough to heat the water as much as you want? A lanai, a screen enclosure over the pool is going to impact how much sunlight actually hits the water, because sunlight is a contributor. Sunlight hitting the water makes the pool warmer. So if you have shade over the pool or a screen enclosure over the pool, then you may need extra pool panels on the roof to get the water as hot as you want. So that's why you got to call Compass Solar Energy.
Absolutely. And they will find all this information at compasssolar.com to contact them. If you're just now tuning in, we are talking to Mike. I am having issues this morning, Mike.
We're talking to Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar Energy. You can reach them on their website at www.compasssolar.com. There's three S's in there. Or you can call them at 850-439-0035. That number again is 850-439-0035. And we can answer all of your questions about solar. Or we could send a consultant out to your home for a very, very thorough explanation about anything you might be interested in.
You know what? You did that way better than I ever could do it. So I appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
If you want to join in the conversation, 437-1620. If you have any of your solar questions, he just explained about. So you were saying that solar panels on your roof is not the same thing.
Well, it's all on the roof.
Is it separate for the pool heater?
You can always build a structure to put solar panels on, whether it's photovoltaic or solar pool panels or a domestic water heater panel. So the way that the pool panels work is it's actually a series of rubber tubes that make up the panels. And they get really hot on the roof, and water passes through and heats the water. And there you go. There's the science behind it. Now, I mean, there's flow rate, and there's, you know, it's drained by gravity. I mean, there's all kinds of factors that go into it, you know, physics and all that good stuff. But essentially, the sun makes the panels hot, the water passes through the hot panels, and the water comes out hot. Cold water comes out hot water. And it's the same principle for the solar water heaters that heat the water for your home. The panel's a little different. It's not a series of black rubber tubings. It's actually it's a very sturdy panel that is filled with copper tubing. It still has a glass encapsulant on top, but it's filled with copper tubing and sort of a gel liquid called glycol that puts those panels under pressure. And so it's able to kind of superheat the water on the roof passing through that panel so that it's hot enough to take a shower or to wash dishes. So all of these things are able, you know, so it's able to produce heat and heat the water without using a bunch of electricity. So that saves you money. Now, solar pool heaters do not qualify for that federal income tax credit.
Oh, that's good to know.
But the water heaters and the photovoltaic, they do qualify for the federal tax credit. So the solar pool panels do not qualify for the federal tax credit.
And we've mentioned this in past shows, the federal tax credit. You need someone that is knowledgeable to tell you exactly what it is, because it gets confusing. It is not a rebate.
It is not a rebate.
Because I thought it was a rebate, too, when we were looking at solar panels. You're going to get this money back? You're not. You're going to get a tax credit, correct? So if you owe taxes, it gets taken off that.
That's right. So you're guaranteed to get the credit, but it's how you're going to receive the credit that is different for every person. A rebate is something where it's guaranteed that you are going to get, you know, a check in your hand.
Right.
Or money transferred to your bank account from the IRS. That would be a rebate. This is not a rebate. This is a credit. So in order to receive the money, you would have had to pay in the money into the federal income tax system.
Okay.
So a lot of self-employed people, nonprofit organizations, 1099 workers, retired people, people that don't have W-2 paychecks that automatically have income taxes taken out of their check every week or biweekly or whatever it is, if you don't pay into the income tax system, if at the end of the year you typically owe money to the IRS, then what would happen is the credit would apply towards what you owe.
Okay.
So you would not receive a check back. It would just be less money that you owe. But W-2 employees that are paying income taxes, you know, day in and day out without ever actually seeing that money, they usually do receive the full amount in the form of a check because they've paid so much into the income tax system. Mm-hmm. But it's not a guarantee. There could be other write-offs. There could be other tax deductions. There could be all kinds of stuff that they're claiming that would mean that they didn't pay in enough to receive the full 30% of the project cost back in one lump sum, which is a lot of times what is sort of that's kind of what's advertised. That's what's
right.
That's what's said to the customer or the client sitting at their kitchen table to get them to go ahead and say yes to solar.
Yes, I agree completely.
So you have to do your homework. You have to talk to your tax professional about your specific taxes to know how you're going to receive that credit.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. I am your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar. That's compasssolar.com. That is three S's, compasssolar.com. If you would like to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. I got that out this morning, Michael. Did you see that? Flawless.
Loved it.
I was having a hard
Sounded
time.
Great.
It's coming together. All right. Our friend Steve said, are solar panels hail and hurricane proof?
Nothing's hail and hurricane proof.
I agree with you.
I mean,
that.
if God wants to do damage, then God's going to do damage. You know, an act of God is just it's what it is. So, but they are very, very strong, and so there actually is a hail rating for every solar panel.
Oh,
so on the manufacturer's specifications, like the spec sheet, the data sheet for solar panels, a lot of times you'll see it right there on the spec sheet, the hail rating. So it can tolerate, you know, a certain size hail or, you know, a golf ball size or a ping pong ball size or whatever. You know, we don't have a ton of hail around here, but we do get hail. So is it hail proof? No, nothing is. But there is some hail resistance and there is a hail rating for these solar panels.
I mean, that's good. I mean, because definitely.
And then what was it? It was hail and what?
Hurricane.
And hurricane. I mean, again, these attachments and these solar panels, they are rated for, 180 mile per hour, or whatever the wind rating is for the hurricanes that we have. So there's no hurricane or storm proofing anything. There's no act of God proofing anything, but they're very resilient. In fact, after Hurricane Michael, so Compass Solar has been installing solar panels for over 20 years locally in the Panhandle. And so we have, at least 1,000, probably more, over in the Mexico Beach, Apalachicola, Lynn Haven, Panama City, those areas that really got slammed by Hurricane Michael. And to my knowledge, we didn't get a report of any of our customers losing even one single solar panel during Hurricane Michael.
Really?
Shingles blew off. I mean, people lost their whole roof, except for the solar panels were still attached.
I've seen that actually in a picture.
Right, there you go. Those are our installs. I know everybody was advertising all these installations.
Yeah, the roof is on the ground and the solar panels are still attached.
In fact, a lot of the solar companies that came to town from out of town used pictures that they pulled right from our website.
Rude.
To show. I know, it was rude. It was
so
very rude. They
even
posted them to their website, a few of the companies did, so we had to call them.
Oh,
and say,
wow.
That's not nice of
brave.
You. So there's, we had to take the panels down so the customers could get their systems re-roofed, but the panels weren't damaged. They were fine. And then Hurricane Sally came in 2019, and I guess it marred our perfect record. We had one report of one customer that had one solar panel.
Oh, man.
It didn't fly off. It was pulled loose.
I wouldn't count that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to, but we
Let's
did.
Don't. So, perfect record. I'm not going to count that. Yeah, I'm that teacher that's like, oh, you can A plus.
Yeah, so it sort of was pulled kind of out of its bracket, just the one solar panel for one house, one customer for Hurricane Sally. So
I think
don't know what
pretty
happened
good.
There. But yeah, it's a pretty good record. And so these things are super strong.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I want to talk about with you, Michael, is this is really important, I feel like, about Compass Solar, is they do maintenance on other companies' solar. Like you would fix it, you would
Absolutely.
Come to their house and check it out. You would
sure.
do all that for them, even if it's not Compass Solar.
We have three service calls today, and I believe they were installed originally by some other solar company. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe one or two of them are ours and one of them someone else's, but it's all the time. I mean,
right.
To us, it doesn't matter if you're installed by us or you're installed by someone else. If you call us, we're going to take care of you. We're going to figure out what you have on your roof. Mm-hmm. And then once we figure out what you have, we figure out how to troubleshoot it, how to diagnose whatever's going on, and we'll take care of it. And we clean panels too. Today, I believe it's we're repairing one specific type of inverter, and then another job is a completely different type of inverter, and then the third service call today, I believe, is a very large panel cleaning.
And so I have a question. So if someone got a solar system from another company, let's say Sunshine Solar. I don't even know. Probably
sure.
Could be a Sunshine
it's
Solar.
It's a good name for a solar
I
company.
Like it. And say they have a warranty on it. And
okay.
It's been a while, and they call you up. Does that void the warranty, or can you go? Do you look into their warranty? How does that work?
Okay. Good question. Great question. So with the warranties, all right, so you've got a workmanship warranty typically that comes from the installer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have manufacturer's warranties that are from the equipment manufacturers. And there's third party warranties out there as well. And we actually include a third party warranty, in every system. Since I think a year or two ago, we started including a third party warranty because we felt like this particular warranty, it's 30 years long, was what's best for the customer. It covers, it's almost like having gap insurance for the manufacturer's
okay.
warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So it covers whatever the manufacturer does not cover. And it also covers roof leak penetrations for 30 years. So not everybody has that. You gotta be careful. You gotta mm-hmm. shop around. So what we have found is that the manufacturer's warranties, they're all limited warranties.
Okay.
They don't cover everything, and they don't cover all of it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So the older the system is, the less the manufacturer's warranty will cover. Just like with tires, right? You get tires.
Uh-huh.
If you buy road hazard on the tires, it doesn't cover a brand new tire after you put 45,000 miles on it. It prorates it. So you get a credit towards whatever life was left on the tire.
Right.
That's how the solar panel manufacturer's warranties work. It's not bumper to bumper, no matter what happens forever, it's going to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
The older the system is, the less is covered. And that's just something that people have to go into this knowing. Now, we have a workmanship warranty, and to my knowledge, every solar contractor, solar installer has a workmanship warranty because that's required in order to offer financing from most finance companies. But the fine print is super important to read on those those workmanship warranties, because the truth is, you know, I could give you a 1,000-year workmanship warranty, but if I install your system and it's up for 6 months, 12 months, and it works, and nothing falls off your roof, and nothing explodes, and nothing catches on fire, well, guess what? I did it right. I did a good job. The workmanship, it's done. It's installed, and that's that, right? So that's the end of the workmanship warranty. So it could say 1,000 years, but then you have to prove that the workmanship was faulty and that's why something went wrong.
I gotcha.
So, you know, after a year or two or three of no problems, what good is the workmanship warranty? Because how could you ever prove that it was the workmanship
right.
that was the reason for something going wrong? So if all you have is a workmanship warranty, then it better be a really, really thorough workmanship warranty. And that's why we offer a third-party warranty on top of the manufacturer's warranty and on top of our workmanship warranty, so that it covers as much as possible over the life of the system. Because it's a long-term investment.
That is a long-term investment. You're absolutely right. That's great you offer that. And thank you so much for explaining that. Makes a lot of sense now. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Tammy Martin with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar Energy. That is compasssolar.com. That's 3 S's, compasssolar.com for more information. They're extremely knowledgeable. They're locally owned and operated. And how long have you been around for, Michael?
1998 is when the founder started installing solar panels.
If you want to join in this conversation, you have a question for Michael. That's 437-1620. And I was talking to you about this on our last show, and it's very important to get someone local. We talk about this every time because hurricanes come and you have people knocking on your door from out of town. You get a roof from someone from out of town, and then you don't know where that company is at all. They just vanish.
That's right. I'll just say this. People do come from out of town, and they come with great intentions, and they do great work. So I don't want to discount from those people, because it's hard to break into a market when mm-hmm. you're from out of town. So I'm not meaning to make it any more difficult for people that have transplanted and are trying to make a go at it. It's just that you don't know if it's a good one or if it's a bad
right.
one from out of town until after it's done.
True.
So that's the tricky part about choosing someone that's not local or hasn't been established here for a good long time, a number of years, really. So the longer the better, I say. Anyone that's been here long enough to have gone through one or two hurricanes mm-hmm. knows that when the storm chasers come, it's really, really risky going with an out-of-town contractor, because they may just, get your insurance check, slap a roof on there,
right,
and then they're gone. And, not every state has the same building codes. Mm-hmm. So, the same requirements of fastening down the shingles. So you may not know that your roofer didn't do a good job until many, many months later, and they're
right,
long
and
gone.
There's a problem.
And the same thing has happened over the past couple of years in the solar industry. Tons of solar installers have come to our area. Mm-hmm. I mean, it went from, only us to, then there was like 100.
Oh, wow.
And now it's, maybe we're down to 5 or 10. I don't know. We may be down to 2 again. I have no idea.
It's just you. You didn't
right?
know.
It's just us. We're the survivors. No. I mean, so, we don't know how many came, but we know that just a few years ago, we got bombarded. Our market was just absolutely flooded with brand new solar sales company, out-of-town solar sales companies, solar installers from out-of-town, brand new solar installers. And so, stuff was just getting slapped on the roof. And some of it was good, some of it was great, some of it works fine, some of it was really hard to look at, some of it was a real sloppy job. We have a few people that called us that had solar installed, 12 months ago, 18 months ago, 24 months ago, and they've been calling because they can't get their system interconnected. They can't turn their system on.
That is scary.
Because it wasn't done up to code.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. inspections were failed. And, the contractor had just moved on. So they weren't going to come back and fix whatever it was they messed up. So we've, and then when that situation happens, it's not always as easy as us going out and rerouting some wires. I mean, if we can't get a copy of the existing plans, then we may have to re-engineer the entire system to get a mm-hmm. set of plans before we can fix it, because then we have to reapply for a permit.
And they're paying for this as it's sitting
you
there.
Sure. I mean, well,
that's so scary.
As nice as we are, we're not going to pay for
no,
it.
No, I know, but it just makes my stomach sick for those people.
Absolutely. So they're having to pay a ton of money mm-hmm. to fix what was installed. And, those impulsive decisions that people
right.
make, only talking to one company, maybe you weren't even looking, and suddenly there's a knock at the door.
Right.
And... just be careful. Shop
Absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. That's compasssolar.com. They're on Town Street in Pensacola, Florida, 446-4773. They're also in Pensacola, Milton, Gulf Breeze, Crestview, Destin. So if you hear us out there, give them a call. They are knowledgeable. They've been around a very long time. They're local and reliable. Coming up, we have a Santa Rosa update you don't want to miss, because, Santa Rosa Island Authority update.